Jamie DeLargy is still with us on the line. Jamie, there was a positive ring to what Stephen Kelly was saying yesterday that wasn't evident on last night's news coverage. How do you see it?
Well, there are a lot of pluses in a sale. The C-Series has been a huge drain in Bombardier, and that sort of weighs over all the company's operations. Now, if the deal goes through, Belfast facility would be free from that. So you would think that perhaps that might give them an extra spring to their step. There's no doubt that they are being... They are well regarded. Analysts from the bank JP Morgan described the Belfast operations as a prized facility, and it has suggested that a Kansas-based company called Spirit AeroSystems might very well be interested in it. The Spirit AeroSystems is a big supplier to Boeing, and the company has indicated that it wants to diversify away from Boeing. And of course, Bombardier makes the wing parts for the C-Series, now called the A220, and the Airbus A220. So Belfast is already a supplier to Airbus in that sense, and therefore you could see Spirit thinking, well, this at one stroke we would acquire an operation which supplies into Airbus for the A220, formerly the C-Series. So I hope you've been following that line of argument, but the basis of it is that this might very well be attractive to Spirit AeroSystems. Then there's other companies supposed to be, you know, in theory, who knows, nobody's indicating a definitive interest yet or an interest yet. Another potential buyer could be GKN Aerospace, British-based company. It's a so-called Tier 1 supplier. You'll have heard this one term, Tier 1. Tier 1 means it supplies directly into the firm actually which owns and makes the product, as opposed to Tier 2, which would be a supplier and a supplier, if you know what I mean. So, you know, you can see that there could well be a bidding war for the Belfast facility. But then, and the company has a healthy and long-term order book, we're told. So on the face of it, everything looks pretty positive. You have to factor in, of course, Brexit. A company buying Belfast wouldn't know whether it is a facility in the EU or out of the EU, or maybe in a sort of limbo state that we might have been presented with under the withdrawal agreement. So a firm could cope with anything. You know, it's Spirit AeroSystems could deal with whatever situation in or out of the EU, but the not knowing where it's going to be, is obviously creating a difficulty for them because they don't exactly know what it is, the situation that they're getting themselves into. So that is a negative. There's no doubt about that. I don't want to harp on about Brexit. People can make too much of it. But, you know, the company, any buyer would want to know the setup that the facility it was acquiring would be in, and we don't know whether we're going to be in or out, and we don't know whether we're going to be in a halfway stage between in and out.
You mentioned a bidding war. A bidding war would be good for those who are selling something, but is it necessarily good for the people who are employed in the company when someone else buys it? There's no guarantee that those 3,800 jobs are going to be safe.
Well, that is a concern. And even though I suppose I've indicated a lot of pluses there, and the fact that this is regarded as a juicy target would suggest that, you know, that everything in the garden is rosy. But frankly, you know, Belfast, as a branch plant of Bombardier, was at one remove, if you like, from the centre of operations in Canada. Now, if it becomes, you know, a supplier or a part of some other supplier, then it's at, you know, in theory, it's at a further remove. Of course, it could be completely integrated into the supplier's operations, but you can see that. You know, if let's say...
Briefly.
Briefly, if Spirit buys it, Spirit will hopefully supply to Airbus. So you have Airbus talks to Spirit, who talk to Belfast. You know, you get further on down the line, the chain of command. I don't think long term that is necessarily a very positive development, but who knows?
Okay, Jamie, thank you. The